Okay, hello everybody. I hope I can be heard.
Yes, hello.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, we still got a half a minute, but okay, I got your email, Madhura Basra, right? Okay. Anyway, we'll see.
Does Rebbe happen to know offhand where the Sefer Haredim Rebbe quoted the other day about assays and those assays is?
Yes, in the Hakdama, in the Sefer Haredim, in the beginning, has Hakdama the Mitzvahs. And you have which stand Sefer Haredim you have? You have the regular. Ooh, that's the standard one, right? That's the standard. Yeah, I don't have it in my office; it disappeared. But in the beginning, he has Hakdama the
Hakdama
Mitzvahs.
Sama Chaber
Early
or later?
section. It's Hakdama the Mitzvahs. And then he has like 15 tnoim for mitzvahs.
Yeah.
And so there, one of the sections is Choymer Mitzvahs essay. And he writes there that that mitzvahs essay are more Choymer than those essays. He says he Choymer, I don't know, I don't have it. Regretfully, I used to have that sefer, but it's got this clay. So I don't know, it's probably in a pod. But it's right there in the beginning.
Yeah, I see it.
You hear mitzvah section?
Yeah. Letter of
Okay,
Chumash
so in
Mitzvah.
there he brings a raya from the fact that essay doichavos say. He said basically said that the seems to say that the einesh of an essay is worse than an einesh of a say, which is pliatsuma. Because the Gemara says that the Einish is less. But he seems to say the Einish is more, and he says, and that proves it from Essay Deichavos say. No, is that not, it's not there?
I think they quote the Haredim because the lav could always be misakin, but the say you can never get back.
Okay, I don't know what
And
the heck.
he says that.
Okay. But yeah, it's in there. Yeah, in other words, he says that the Einish for an essay is worse than the Einish for a Lose. That's a little strange. So Shmuel is saying it doesn't really mean the Einish. It means the mitzad, the person, it's worse. Mitzad, the person, it's worse. But not that Bezdin actually or Shemayim gives you an Einish. But you don't see, he says, essay Deichelos, you name a high time of essay Deichelos, say.
I'm sure it's there.
Is there a quote that says that the tsar person feels from when they show him what he could have done and didn't do his first throw that
Yes.
he's going to get?
Yes. Well, Shiva used to like to quote that Gra. I'm
So,
not
like, isn't that similar to
sure
what the
that
Haredim is
Gra is.
saying?
My recollection is that I don't remember where that Gra is, but Shiva used to like to quote it all the time. That when a person dies, the first thing they do is they show him what he could have accomplished. And if he didn't die, if he wasn't dead, he would die a second time from Tsar. Shiva liked to quote that Gra.
Right,
Okay.
so doesn't that sound like the
Doesn't mean that that's worse than the Einish for
Well,
Losas.
if it's worse than
No,
all the
this
Gehenna, the stomach that's like
is
worse
worse than
than.
all the Gehenna. He just said you would die.
Is that part of the grosser?
He said you would die from it.
That too. But I saw the version I saw
Don't know.
quoted had it in it that it's worse
I
than
don't
all the
remember
Gehenna
him
he's gonna
saying it
get.
was worse than Gehenna. He said you would die from aggravation. But
I
okay,
saw that part also.
but the Haredim says it. Haredim says that it's worse. If you. You
Oh,
can't
now I've got that. Okay.
read
Haraya Ha'atzuma.
what?
He says, Haraya Ha'atzuma. Shem lo ha'yavon bitul mitzvah saseh chamer bedin onus lo saseh lama asya saseh v'dochus lo saseh.
Right. So the problem is that the Gemara Gupa and Daf Zion and Yevamis says that the onesh of essay is more chamer. Right. That we did that. I don't know if we did that Gemara, but we quoted it a few times. So that's the big tumult. The Gemara, Ismer says, okay. Anyway, let's get back to our sugya because the mice, we got an action-packed sugya before we have to end for the week for Friday. So we had for Shabbos. So Sandy sent me a Madura Basra, which is supposed to be a riot to his chat. But of course, in the spirit of the yeshiva Anything that's a raya is a raya if I cared. Right, that's what Rashiva used to always say.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah, so, okay, so the shayla is whether it's a raya or it's a raya if I cared. So let's just go over the cheshbon. We might have to skip a little bit because we'll have to keep the cheshbon. But that is basically, what?
Heard there's a beer of the unit circulating that says it's just like Sandy's shots.
Okay, so it could be, which is steers a beer of the unit too. The Maisa, there's a Rav Nochem says like Sandy's shot. I didn't look at the beer of Yom. You know, it's the last safer I look at. But Rav Nochem says like it. But the Maisa, like, as follows. We had a kasha on Taisus. Let's just stick with one kasha. Riva has a kasha. Riva says, beer Rishaina is no Akama Shem. How, in this case, of a Chayve Lavim, not Lavim, I say, Chayve Lavim, the Gemara says, "Esei dechalos to say." Fracta Riva, how can you do it? Since she's a psula, because it's clear that the whole reason why it's not a lav esei because she's a psula. So since she's a psula, so it means that the first bia she can't get pregnant. So how are you yaitse the mitzvah yibum? Eich isha misabe with the beer Rishayna, hate this Yabin. Because the beer Rishayna, there's no outcome and shame. Because a woman can't become pregnant with the first beer. So there's no even potential for outcome and shame. If there'll be apparently potential for outcome and shame, that'll be okay. But there's no potential for outcome and shame because she can't become pregnant. And am I Biashnia is Asura? Fract the question. Why does he have to say Biashnia is Asura? Even if Luyitzur Biashnia would be Mutter, but if Bia Rishina is Asur, so you can't be Miyavin, because always the first Bia is always Bia Rishina. You can't jump to the Biashnia without first getting the Bia Rishina. So what does it help me that, why does he have to say that Biashnia is Asur, even if Luyitzur Biashnia is Mutter, and you're fulfilling the mitzvah Biashnia? But since you're not fulfilling the mitzvah be a Rishina, so therefore, and it's a lav, and there's no essay daicha, so be a Rishina is Asr. So why did Taivis have to ask from be a Shnia Asr? That was one of the questions on the floor. So we had two answers. I want to say a daicha answer that without be a Shnia is Asr, you could say that even though you're not Mekai in the mitzvah Bia Rishina, but Bia Rishina is Mutter because it's a prerequisite to lead to Bia Shnia, which Pashas goes against all Shas, because Tosfos, at least I don't have the Bekiyas of this in the Gemaras, but it's definitely in Tosfos in many, many places that we only say Esei Deichalos, say, when it's Be'inda. Right? We have that in many Tosfos, and you need Be'inda.
A Hechsher Mitzvah works also sometimes.
No, I don't know if Hechsher Mitzvah works, because Hechsher Mitzvah, what makes something a Hechsher Mitzvah? It's not
my Puru Vu, if you can't be like that. I mean, there's sometimes it says Hechsher Mitzvah is Deichah. That's what they get.
I don't know. Where does it say that Hechsher, I don't know. I have to see. Because it's a difference, maybe. It's one long Maisa, so maybe, you know, there could be such a thing. Here, it's a much harder. But first of all, I'm not sure. You have to show me where they say it's actually.
We went in the sugi one time, and they said, people said pshat. That's because I think what we said by Rabbi, by Fring, befriend Rabbi.
Is, yeah, it says it's not Daiche over there.
Right, but I'm saying, but they say that I think I remember the whole sugi over there, but I think they say Maisa that there's no Puru Vu anyways. In other words, it's not going to come by a first Bia. So what's the whole?
Oh, because but that's not necessarily Hechsher Mitzvah. That's better than Hechsher Mitzvah. This is a Maisa that brings to the Mitzvah.
Right. So there's no say if the
Mitzvah in our case is you're doing Bia Rishina. Bia Rishayna don't do nothing because there's no Akam Hashem. It's just a month later, you'll be able to do Bia Shnia, And Bia Shnia will make her pregnant because Bia Rishayna got rid of the blockage of the Besuda, the Besudim. That's a very, very far Hechsher Mitzvah than doing a Bia by Pruvu. In other words, here there's a blockage. You can't become pregnant because it's Dan Besuda. So you do Dan Bia Rishayna to get rid of the Dan Besuda. And then a week later, or you know, whatever time later, not usually not mamish right afterwards, you do another bia where you mekayim the mitzvah. So okay, that was a choice. That was this, but it's definitely not pashut. Pashut is that's not called the idna, because you're doing something which is removing a blockage, which doesn't, it's not really bringing you. It's not like the not like, you know, the ha'ara is the beginning of the bia. You can't get a bia without a ha'ara, so it's all one long ma'isa. You know, it's like, I don't know. So that's the choice. So one choice, Eilachinami, is to say, so that would be one answer, to say that the reason why Taifas had to ask that bia shni is aser, because otherwise we would say like Shmuel, that this is considered Heksha Mitzvah, and even though an Heksher Mitzvah is Deiche, that also say, I just suspect that that's pretty radical, that such a thing would be considered a Heksher Mitzvah be Deiche when it has no shaykhis to making her pregnant. The mitzvah is making her pregnant or trying to make her pregnant, and this is just removing the blockage. But okay, maybe.
What's the halacha with sharpening the knife for bris on Shabbos?
Well, mila is a special din, because mila is a special. There's special psukim that's daicha Shabbos.
13 creases.
But it's daicha. So mila is unique, but mila has its own gedarim. But it's not. It doesn't apply by. It's not a din of esay daicha losa say mila. Okay, the mila is like a hutra dika din. You know. Anyway, so that was what I would have said. I would have said like Shmuel, even though I'm not happy with it, but that's what I actually would have said. So Sandy came along with a different answer. I don't know if he said it to answer the question, but Amaisa, he answers the question. He says that the Riva agrees that Bia Rishayna, that has a potential to lead to a Bia Shnia, which will eventually cause pregnancy, avada yoyetz in a mitzvah bibir rishayna. The Riva only holds that a bia rishayna, a bia that can't even lead to that, is not yoyetz in a mitzvah. In other words, I thought the Riva holds that in order to be yoyetz in a mitzvah, you need to do a bia which has a potential, not necessarily will, but has the potential to cause her to be pregnant. That's how you yaitzi the mitzvah. Tosfos argues with Riva and says you just need that the man and the woman should be potentially roy to get pregnant. So Sandy's saying that even the Riva is really much closer to Tosfos, to the Ri. As long as the people are potential to become pregnant, it's good, but you have to have potential in reality to become pregnant. It has to be in reality that she can become pregnant, not just that, in other words, not just that she's not a saris or an almana, but you know, that's theoretically she could, but you need that practically she could. Right? In other words, according to Tavis and Maskana, as long as she's not a saris and an idoness, since they could theoretically get pregnant, even though practically speaking it's halachically aser, because Bia Rishayna can't do it and Bia Shnia, so practically it'll never happen, but that's good enough. Because in theory, in lumdis, in theory, that's a mitzvah, that in theoretically she and him are practically able to become pregnant, make pregnancy. While Sandy's saying you need that it's not just theoretically that they could, but that practically speaking, it's something to be expected or very probable or very possible. But if a maisa, it's not possible, because of, even if it's because of external factors, like the fact that the Dam Nida, which is Dam Psu, which is blocking, and Bia Shnia is halachically usher. So then it's also a chisar in the din.
So what's the Riva's kasha?
Riva's kasha is that since she's Bia Rishina can't make her pregnant, and you can't do Bia Shnia because she's it's usher. So practically speaking, she can never become pregnant.
So the Bia Rishina he knows about, that's Pashut, right? He knows about it can become. That's not his kasha, that, right? That would be a kasha anywhere.
He needs both.
That'd be a kasha anywhere, right? The Iker kasha is that Bia Shnia is usher. Yeah, so then his lashon should be. His lashon should not be.
Well, I don't know. So what?
Like his lashon should not be Ubiya Shni is Asira. It's did be because Biya Shni is Asira. That's my kasha. The kasha, the first one, otherwise is good. I have no problem with the first Biya. That's every single Biya is the first problem. The problem is the Biya Shni.
I'm sorry, I don't hear the kasha.
The problem is never the Biya Rishon. The problem is that the Biya Shni is also right.
If Biya Rishon can make her pregnant. So then there'd be no problem, even if Bishni is usher. So
he knows that it's not every single day.
Okay, so it's a combination of factors that Bia Rishina she can't become pregnant for, and Bishni is usher. He has to mention both factors. Anyway, so the problem is that the problem which we have to see is that on one hand, it's very nice. It answers our problem from why Tavis had to point out Bia Shnia's answer. It also answered, we had some other problems with Ha'ara, that why according to Riva would not have a problem with Ha'ara. Right? Others, we had a question, according to Riva, why didn't have a problem with Ha'ara? So I would have said the answer is because the Riva holds that Kinyan and Mitzvah are not connected. Even though Titus and Abbas said as a Dover Pashiv that they're connected, but the Riva is going to be stuck, and the Riva is going to have to say that mitzvah you need a Kam Hashem, and Ha'ara, there's no mitzvah, but there's Kinyan. But according to Sandy, it's much nicer, because according to Sandy, no, Avada, the Riva can also agree the mitzvah and the Kinyan are connected. You only get a mitzvah if there's a Kinyan. You only get a kinyan if there's a mitzvah, but Ha'ara, there's a kinyan, a mitzvah, because you have the potential of a kamashay. Okay. So the problem is going to be, and this we have to see, is that
the same thing would be a shlokadarka would be the same. Right.
So the beauty of Sandy is that he's making the Riva and the Re much closer, which is very nice because you're minimizing the machlokas. The Shaida is, are you making them too close? Because looking at the Lashon of Tisus, is Tisus hitting the right points when he's arguing with the Riva? Because if the Riva also agrees to Tisus, according to Sandy, the Machlaik is Tisus and the Riva is very slight. The Machlaik, everybody agrees, you don't need Bia, which is Roy for Hakam Hashem. All you need is that the person should be Roy for Hakam Hashem. It's just what's called the person Roy for Hakam Hashem. Does it, is it theoretical or is it practical? The Riva holds it has to be practical that they will have Hakam Hashem. They could have Hakam Hashem practically, you know, the Maisa. And if there's some technical blockage, then that's not called that they are practically roi by kam hashem, and the rehold, as long as in theory there's nothing they each of them are they could have a kam hashem, even if practically speaking there's some technical blockage, that's good enough, right? So it's just a very small machlokes, but both agreeing that the yisoid is We're focusing on the people, not the bia.
Right? I mean, according to the
doesn't it sound a little bit like a difference between like Hepta and Gavra? Doesn't it sound a little from Tysus that like Tysus's Teretz is more talking about that the only chisaron being the people.
So let's look at Tysus, and that's what I'm saying. We have to look at Tysus And Sandy said that the Madura Basra is a raya, says what he says, but that we'll have to see. We'll have to see. He didn't just say, he says it's a raya. I'm
careful with my words to write that. That's where I got my idea from.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Not that he's a raya.
No, we don't want to. We won't burn you. Okay.
How do we understand, according to the read, the difference between a basula and an islandess? Neither one is going to be.
Can have children. She can have children, and then the bia, next bia.
But not through this first bia.
So with the second bia. So she physically, she's a woman who eventually can have children, in theory.
But in this particular case, the bia, only so the first bia is going to be mutter. So
that's what he's saying, that we don't care, as long as she can have. Okay, now let's read Tavis inside. Let's look at Tavis, because that's it. We have a time limit. We have to go. So Ba'omeri. The no kosher midi. I it's such a nice lush, no kosher midi. You know, like, I don't know why he says that. The no be'inen. So there's a gimel here. The no be'inen shenei ru'uyen akam ashem. And it's a yavim yavim ye ru'uyen akam ashem. So there's a gimel. And the gimel, if the back sticks in a word. Dino be'in and bia, right? So l'chayra, what do you people say? What do you say about this?
Just clarifying the points.
Yes,
he changes everybody.
Point, but how is he clarifying it?
That's going in the mice and on the person.
Right. So in other words, he's clarifying.
He's answering my question: what the difference is between a basula and an islandess?
Yes, but he's clarifying the point. Not like Sandy. Right? In other words, according the Parsha Pshat, the low be eaten, the low that Tavis is saying, he's saying over the Riva Shita. And he's saying the Riva Shita, your Riva Shita is wrong, but rather the Shita is something else. So what is the Shita, the low be eaten? Not like you, Mr. Riva, that you say you're being a shame. Really, the beer really like a shame. Rather, it's something else. So this low is a reverse. So the Bach, the Chayre is beautiful. The Chayre is beautiful. That the Machlokes, I would have said, it really gets exciting, because I love Gersas sometimes. That the Machlokes between the Bach Gersa and the non-Bach Gersa is the Machlokes between my Pshat and Sandy's Pshat. Now, there's, if they learn the box scares, that oh, being a be ashamed, really not come ashamed, he's clearly saying that the Riva looks at the beer. You need the beer. Doesn't help me. What would it make a difference if in be a shnia, she's going to be mutter? The mice of the beer is shine, it's not a beer, I really not come ashamed. Beer is shine is going to, if you have the beer is shine and the beer is shine, she's a basula and she can't become pregnant. See, well, be a shnia's mother. That's that she'll become pregnant. But be that's a din in the gavra, but that's not a din in the bia. The bia, the first bia, is definitely not really like come ashamed. So according to the Gersa that the Bach makes, that then he's Lechaira learning pshat in Taisus, not like Sandy. He's learning pshat in this like the simple pshat that the Rivoel that you need at the bia. So that bia, you want this bia to be used in a mitzvah, then this bia has to be royal akam hashem. And what?
Can I try to argue and say no? He's saying any bia. The riva requires, yeah, that eventually you should get to a bia, yeah, that is has akam hashem. There is a need of akam hashem. While the riva is going to end up saying, I don't need any bia of akam hashem over here. The whole concept of akam hashem.
You wouldn't say that you need the beer. You know, you need that the people are possible to have a kama shem. There's nothing to a beer. It's a wrong word to stick in beer. Who's talking? According to the New York chat, it's in Avada, we look at the people, which is that you as people have to be people who are really like kama shem. It's just
that's who? The Riva or the Ri?
Even the Riva. According to your chat, the Riva. So it's also then that the people have to be roy, except that the people are roy practically. And if there's an iser, that makes it the people are not roy. So because the iser makes it they can't do it.
So it doesn't make the people not right.
I think that's Kupa the Machloika, Zeri and the Riva. The Riva holds that if there's an halachic iser, that Biashni is usher. So that makes that the people are not really like Hakam Hashem, because practically speaking, they can't get to Hakam Hashem because of the iser. And the Riva holds that even though there's an iser that's stopping it, but in theory, they in Mitzia, and physically they could. So the question is, do we look at them physically, or do we look at them with their halachas?
Why does the Riva have to put it into
looking at the people?
Why does the Riva have to put it into the people?
Because that's it. What else is it? It's if you learn the Bia, then you look at each Bia separately. Why are you looking at all the Bias together? What kind of
no? You look at the, you look at their you look at their potential. Can the they reach a potential of a Bia and have a conversation?
You look at them. Can they have the potential? That's right. You look at the people. According to the simple Riva, you look at each Bia. You want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah with this Bia. This Bia has to have a commission. Fine. That's simple shot in the Riva. But according to your John the Riva, we don't need that this Bia should have a commission. We just need that eventually that these people can reach a commission. So it's a din in the people.
No,
it's just arguing with the Reed said that we don't take the Isser into account, and we say they could theoretically if Halacha would allow them, and the Reba says that we take Halacha into account, and it's not cool that you could if Halacha doesn't let you. But it's basically the same chat. It's not like the Reed saying that we have a complete... See, if you learn without the word Bia, it reads very nicely. But Marie... You don't need that, you know, if you learn without the word Bia, you don't need that practically speaking, it should be really not come a shame. You know, you're just thinking the word to hey means that's in reality. Then in reality, it's really not come a shame. And you just need that from the perspective of the Yavim, the Hayavim, we don't need you. The Riva saying that we need that practically speaking, in a Maisa, they are we're taking the whole everything in consideration. Can this bring that Kamashay? And no, you just need that looking at the Yavim and the Yavama, are they really in that Kamashay?
Rebbe, if it doesn't mean Lagabi the Bias and it means Lagabi the people, then all Tysus Rai is just fall apart because the Riva holds the Re on all practical levels.
You're right. I didn't get there yet, so I can't.
Rebbe, the rest of the Tysus he says I'll be also two lines
later. Let me keep on going. Okay. But I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I mean, I'm a demon that I search and ruin that and item. I will be a shen yachlis aver ba lo minati. Kimish yishoa yavim ruyin esav lahoidit. So here's where Shmuel is saying, Elav kei tikshi. If you're not going to agree with me, tikshi. Hey, katan misyavim is rabbanon. The gamra meyer hoitza misyavim is ilav koshosh and shemotim sahinis. Uperek beisham it's not called the boy vinto tigad lenu. Uperek a boy vinto narvina nikos a bia shokadar kvara. We have all kinds of cases that women can become pregnant right now. Tana, Katan, Ara, and Biashokadarka. And they all work as four examples. So he's bringing a raya, if you're going to say it's like the Riva. So then all these cases are shver, right? Oh, so comes along the Madura Basra. Is what Sandy said to Madura Basra. Let's look at the Madura Basra. Like, in other words, Taibis has four examples of where you can fulfill the mitzvah's yibum, even though the woman is even though you can't have a kama shame right now. If she's a katana, she can't become pregnant. If she's a gedut, if he's a katan, you can't become pregnant. I assume at some age. And Ha'ara and Kitchel Gedarka. So comes along the Madura Bahastra and says, the Lule Divrayim, Ein Rayasam Zos Makras. So as Hussam, Afal Gav the Bia Zalotus Aver, Mikomagom Tovo Akar Kakli De Kak, Likishi Gado. Vitigodo Bia Kedarka Shakar Kaklis, later on, you'll be able to become pregnant. Mashain Kain Hakam. Shigam Akar Kaklo Tovi De Akamashain. Kimi the Bia Shni Asura. So the Madura Basra is saying that Tosis doesn't have such a good raya because there's a svara lechalek that in the cases that Tosis brings, she will, it's mutter for her to go ahead and become pregnant eventually. There's nothing stopping. There's no halachic isra stopping it. But here, in our case, there's a halakha gisser, kimin the biyashni asura. So that's his kasha and Tosis.
Which seems to mean that Madura Basra is not reading Tosis the way the Sandy's reading.
Well, why not?
Because if he was reading the way Sandy's reading, he wouldn't need to answer the way he's answering, because it'd be pushing, because it's the way Tosis read Tosis.
So then he's saying that Tosis makes no sense.
Right. Because the fact is that he could, the reality is the Riva could be like Sandy's saying. He's obviously reading that the Riva, the Re is not reading it the way Sandy is reading.
In other words, what it sounds like from the Madura Basra is that Tosis obviously understood the, did not understand the Riva this way. Tosis understood the Riva simply, like we're saying, you need a beer. Tosis has a good raya against the Riva, and the Madura Basra is just saying, even though you have a good raya against the Riva, you don't have a raya to our case. But if Tosis understood, In other words, it's like the Madura Basra is like, you know, it sounds just like this. It sounds like that the Madura Basra is being mechadesh this svara that biyashni asura, and therefore we have to look at, you know, even if you're looking at the piece of people, you have to look at the people practically. So Parship Shat, Tosfos, who asked the kasha, he didn't hold of such a svara. Tosfos held that once you look at the people, then you look at the people. There's no reason why we should take into consideration the fact that it's that there's a halachic iser. The Madura Basra is saying that doesn't follow. Even if you say you look at the people, we should take in consideration the fact that there's a halachic iser, and therefore the people can't become pregnant. But the problem like this, but if the Riva, in other words, the question is, but what was Tosis thinking? How did Tosis ask this question? That's the question. There's, how did Tosis ask this question on the Riva? How did Tosis understand the Riva to ask the question that he asked the question, which you could answer with the Madura Basra's tariffs? So, if you say that Tosis gripped the Riva, that you need a beer. So the Maisa Tosis is very good. He shrugged up the Riva. He has Gavaldic Arias against the Riva from all his cases, from Katan, Katana, Biashok, Kadarka, Ara. Very nice. What did the Riva personally do with that? What did Tosis think the Riva did with those riots? So I was saying, Tosis thought that maybe the Riva would say a daichik, that you can split the kinyan from the mitzvah, and Tosis is bringing a riot against the Riva because that's very daichik. You can't split the kinyan and the mitzvah. Okay. So Tosis goes ahead and says, I have a riot against you, the Riva, because I hold in Svara, you can't split the kinyan and the mitzvah. And since it says in all these cases, you get a kinyan, so obviously you get a mitzvah. I know you maybe disagree, okay? But I feel it's a good raya against you. But if you learn like Sandy, so the Reva's whole point was, and that's why the Reva, the Titus must have known that the Reva also agrees that if Biashnia is mutter, then there's no problem. So because Titus, the Reva asks his Kasha, because Biashnia is utter. So when Titus read the Reva, Titus should have known, because according to me, Titus read the Reva. He thought the Reva is saying it's Toyim Bia. Why did the Reva bring in Bia Shnia Aser? Because of Shmuel Pshat. Because if Bia Shnia wouldn't be Aser, so then you could say, if Bia Shnia would be Mutter, you could say some kind of Heksher Mitzvah. And okay, so the Reva, he understood the Reva Shita, and he's bringing a Klar Raya against the Reva Shita from all these four cases. So you see that you don't need a Bia. You don't need a Bia. The Bia makes a Kinyan. Reva will answer, okay, that's Kinyan, but not Mitzvah. Taibit will say, that's Daichik. Kinyan and Mitzvah are Talizab is that. Okay.
But can you read those other cases to be Mitzvah?
But if you learn like Sandy, that the Reva also knew that you don't need Bia on Kavashem. You just need that eventually you should come by Kavashem. So the Reva, there's no raya against the Reva from Ha'ara, from Bia Shalokadarka, from Kotna, from Kedar. There's no raya at all because that fit perfectly into the Reva. And the Chayra Taibis, I don't know, understand that that's John the Reva. Because why else does Titus, if Sandy's right, it's Mukhruch Mineya Ben the Reva, because that's why the Reva made the point that Biashni is Aser. The Reva asked Biashni is Aser because he holds that if Lu Yitzur Biashni would be Mutter, then Yemekayim the Mitzvah Yibum would be a Rishina. Right? In other words, let's just say it's clearer and I'll let you. Now, Taibis asks, the Reva asks Kasha, bringing in the Biashni is Aser. So we have a machlokes, we have a shaila. What would have happened if Biashni would be Mutter? If Pshat is, and you're yaitzin a mitzvah even with Biashni, or Pshat, what about Bia Rishina? You have to somehow say that even though there's no mitzvah, you're allowed to do it anyway, which is daichik. Or if Shad is that if Bia Shnei would be Mutter, you can be mighty, the mitzvah would be a Rishina. Right? That's really the Shina. So on the side that if Bia Rishina is Mutter, Bia Shnei is Mutter, you yaitzi the mitzvah would be a Rishina. So that's exactly what you have by Ha'ara. By Ha'ara, Bia Shnei is Mutter, and you should be yaitzi the mitzvah would be a Rishina. So then what was... What's the kasha? What are you? There will be no kasha on the Reva. The Reva says, but Farish, you need the fact that Biashni is Aser, and by Hechsher Mitzvah, by Ha'ara, Biashni is not Aser. So what do you want? What do you want from me? I only said there's no mitzvah when Biashni is Aser, and by Ha'ara and Biashla Gadarka, Biashni is Mutter. So what's type is this problem? If you learn like me, the Reva was saying that you'll never fulfill the mitzvah Bia Rishina. Bia Shnia is Mutter, you'll fulfill the mitzvah Bia Shnia. So then type is a good kasha, but it says in the Gemara, you yaitz in a mitzvah Bia Rishina. You yaitz in a mitzvah with Ha'ara. You yaitz in because so that's the good kasha. Not sure. Well, I don't know what would be the kasha from Katana. From Katana, even according to me, what type is this kasha from Katana? Katana. According to me, what stoivis is kasha from Katana? Hey, Katana, misyavemis rabbanan. The parak beisham I katan bo gadai tikadlena. I mean that you katan bo gadai tikadlena. So what's the problem? Why is that? Why is that a kasha on the riva? Katan bo gadai tikadlena.
It's a bia which won't result in pregnancy.
So good. So you have bia shnia. It says tikad lana.
No, but that's only when by bia rishon is necessary.
Yeah, but there's no iser over there. There's no iser. So why? What does he want? What type is one from katan abo gadana tikad lana? I don't know. It's not Mekasha. It's a Samekasha. I don't know if it's anything to do with me. It's Samekasha. What's Tavis is Raya from Kotan Abotan Gotan Katana? It doesn't say that you fulfill the mitzvah over there. It just says Tikatlana. So what's wrong? Why shouldn't you be Tikatlana? There's no, what does he want?
I mean, you only do the
maybe
mitzvah once to become Gadol?
Yeah.
Maybe there's good for no mitzvah. I think we asked
this. Yesterday. So who said there's a mitzvah? It doesn't say.
Oh, so I'm saying the Rivah's connecting it because it has to be a cheshbon of kavod shem. It means it has to go.
No, the Rivah doesn't. Rivah only said you need a mitzvah by when there's a lav, but by cutting a bog down there's no lav. So what's the problem that tikad lenu? Why is that a problem?
I mean, it has to be a bias mitzvah.
I'm a little bit stumped. Okay, so that's really not no gaya too. I mean, it is no gaya, but I don't know. Now there's what's the reverse whole problem is that you don't have an essay now, so you can't do essay daichalosay. Like Sandy said yesterday, the reverse doesn't come in and ask. I mean, maybe the type is a rush ask, but the reverse doesn't ask that by a regular yavama, how can you do yibum? Because you do bia rishina. And then you're not yaitzi the mitzvah, and you'll be yaitzi the mitzvah, but be a shnia. Right? The Rivah is not asking that every besuda it should be usher to do yibum. Right? The Rivah never, even the type of rush doesn't ask such a kasha, I don't think. I don't know. Did the type of rush ask such a kasha that the be a shnia, that a regular yavama should be usher? Oh, maybe he's asking that. Okay, I don't know. I have to be tired. It's a rush. But Pashtas, they're a regular Yavama. The Rebbe never asks on a regular Yavama because there's no Isser. So you don't need to say Daichalos, let's say. So who cares that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah? So by Katan Abba Gedayla, there's no Isser. So I don't know.
Oh, we're Guva saying, according to Sandy, you are Yotze the Mitzvah, meaning the fact that you can do it later.
I know, but even, not like Sam, I'm saying no matter what you say, I don't understand. I'm just being the man of Emes. I don't know what Davis's Kasha is from Katan Abba Gedayla to Gatlano, because since there's no Isser, so that's like it's time having beer with a doing gibum to a basuda. Who in type of the riba never asked that you can't do gibum to a basuda.
So then what's the question by in a kadarka or anything like that?
No, because there it says that you're kaina. So if you're kaina, so that's the kasha. How you can only be kaina kasha, you're only kaina if you're mekayim the mitzvah. So the kasha is that according to the riba. You don't say like Sandy. If you don't say like me, the Rebbe holds that you need a bia. So the you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. If you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, so how are you kinda? So that Tavis has a good kasha. You Rebbe hold that only a bia roi lakam hashem makes him kia mitzvah. So then ha'ara and bia shloka darta, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. How come Aish that kinyan? The Rebbe maybe would answer that Kenyan and Mitzvah are not Tolizab is there, but that's Toichik. So Toivis has a right to bring a Raya against the Riva. Okay, but I'm getting just sidetracked. In other words, the question that we're asking is, let's get the question clear, that Sandy is too good, right? It's not just in. In other words, Sandy's shot is so good that in the river, that Tavis has no cash on him from cut from Biashlogadarka and Haara, which is really what the Maram Shif Madura Basra is saying. So then what was Tavis doing? So the fact that Tavis asked the kasha from here is a chara araya that Tavis never understood the riva, like Sandy said, or it's not just Sandy, it's Rav Nachum. You know, there is, you know, the Rav Nachum also says of shot. I don't know about the Beer of Yudah, but you know, there, but the, you know, there's if this pshat is right, so then Tavis has absolutely no raya against it. So that's very schwer, very strange. How could Tavis bring a raya against this pshat? What's Tavis's raya to the re when the reva can explain these things perfectly?
Does the bia have to be roi for hakam hashem or not? In other words, if there's a concept that has to be roi for hakam hashem, whether it's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah, there's two separate. But the Torah says that it has to be yibum and it should be lahakam zeh like that. Is that intrinsic or not? Once Taisa sees that it's not intrinsic, because they forget about the mitzvah.
According to the riva, it's in according to my pshat in the riva, not like Sandy pshat in the riva. There's a simple pshat in the riva. It's needed to be yaitse the mitzvah of yibum, but it doesn't mean that it's usher without it, because there's no, if there's no isser, so who cares that you're not yaitse the mitzvah? If you want to be yaitse the mitzvah, you have to have a come shame. But there's no isser in doing it without a come shame, because there's no isser. No one having, we're not saying there's an isser, it's just you're not yaitse the mitzvah.
Taisa says, if especially use the word the lashon of the Bach, that's Rebbe's reading the lashon of the Bach, right?
Right. So that's very good. According to me, it's very good. According to me, the Reva is saying that in order to get the mitzvah, you need a come shame. So the question is, so how come Taisa is asking? It says the nitness would be a shogadar gara. And Taisus, we know from Taisus Shita on that base that nikness and mitzvah are interchangeable. You can't be nikness without mitzvah. So therefore, Taisus has a very good kasha on the riva. You, Mr. Riva, say that you only get a mitzvah. If there's a kama shame, well, if you only get a mitzvah, how did you get a kinyan? Because the kinyan is the mitzvah. The kinyan and the mitzvah are connected. The kinyan is the result of the mitzvah. The kinyan is a tzotzah of the mitzvah. It's that you only get a kinyan if there's a mitzvah. The Torah rewards you for the mitzvah with the kinyan. I'm not sure which way, what comes first, the chicken or the egg.
So maybe the rivah is
good cash on the rivah.
Maybe that kama shame is the mitzvah. The mitzvah of it is that kama shame. It's not, it's a mitzvah and we get out of it a tight saws a kama shame. That is the mitzvah of kama shame.
Yes.
So that means by katan, if a katan
is what we're saying,
then a katan wouldn't be allowed, a katan wouldn't allow to have beer with
no, you can, why can't you have beer? There's no isser here.
Because there's no mitzvah, because there's
no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. So what? If there's no mitzvah.
We don't allow them to have znus because
why not? That's znus. That's a kasha because it's znus. First of all, man, that's not a kasha. That's znus. And they'll be with you. That's not called znus.
Mitzvah is hakam hashem. That is
so the what? Mitzvah. So you know mitzvah because you're the hate. So there's no mitzvah. Why do I care? There's no mitzvah. In our case, we care there's no mitzvah because you're an almana to Kohen Gadol, so there's an issur lav. So you have to do essay deichalosa say. But by a regular yavama, so there's no mitzvah. You'll get the mitzvah later. We don't care.
How would they mat him to have beer with no mitzvah?
What?
How would they mat him to have beer with a lady with no mitzvah?
There's no such kasha. Go learn. There's no kasha. You're allowed to have beer without a mitzvah. The person has beer with a call me. What the problem is? Beer is nuts. You're miyachid her. It's no worse than a pilegesh. There's no, and Taifa says it's a kinyan. So there's no any woman you have, you start with be it with a regular way, you have beer with an
no kinyan by a cotton. There's no kinyan by a cotton.
I don't know. But Taifa asked a kasha from Bia Shogadagava Ara. He said, what's the problem? There's no problem. You're allowed to have bia as long as it's not derech's nus. If you're miyachidim and they're kinda with a halachic kinyan, even with we learned in the in Ksuba that if even if rabbanan afkina rabbanan kedusha mineg, it's not called I don't know. Yeah, but that was the shaita whether it's a real nusi over an aveira or not. I know you don't need a mitzvah to allow bia. Bia is mutter.
What about the Eishasach?
Parship Shad, Eishasach, that's Tamakasha. By Katan Abon Katana, if you're not making the mitzvah yet, it says Tikadlanu. So the Parship Shad is that the Eishasach goes off. Typus says that over there. Typus says that.
Because of Rava saying, if not for that, then it would be...
Whatever. I don't know. That's all right. The Typus said that by Hanam and Hayam and Bay. I think we once saw a Typus. Typus says that even if you say, Bias Mubaris, Lo Shmei Bia, we still, you're not over Eishasach. Midi Dahab, and that was Tavis on Laman Hamad Bay. Tavis asked, keeping the Bia in the Beres Losh may be a if Ganesh's off Shabamak on Mitzvah. If Omer read that Pinok and Omakai, Midi Dahab, a cotton a bark at the Ayavim to Gaday, Dahmer and Katalanu. So Tavis says that whenever there'll be a Mitzvah later, you'll be Mikhaim the Mitzvah's Yibam later. So there's no Isser Ashes off. That we have that. In many places that we had that, I don't remember anymore all the places we had it, but we had
so I'm saying that seems to be the svar of Rava over there. We said that, okay. That because if you're going to ask for them now, then it's going to be dachader dachinoam and it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, okay. So whatever it is, there's no iser by Mubaris, there's no iser eshesach, even though there's no mitzvah. So the only reason why you need a mitzvah is to take off the iser lav. Anyway, let's get back. I'm getting distracted. So the problem that we're having is as follows, is that the Sandy had a beautiful pshat, and apparently Reb Nochem says the same pshat. Now, if I can accept these guys, Lashon Hara, so the Yom Yudim says that too, but I don't believe the guys yet. So, okay. So, but the Maisa, it happens to be a very nice shot because it's very nice because it answers all our kashas on the Riva, and it's very nice because it minimizes the machloikas between the Riva and the Ri, which we always like minimizing the machloikas. The problem is they're saying it's too good because it's so good that it slugs up all the Ri's rayas against the Riva. So then what was the Riva? What was the Ri thinking? The Ri understood the Riva. So he has no rayas against the Riva because the Riva also agrees to the Ri that as long as you have potential in the future, there's a Kiyum Mitzvah right now. So what's his problem? So what's his problem on the Riva? So it would seem to indicate that the fact that Tysus asked all these kashas on the Riva is that Tysus understood the Riva, that the Riva does not hold that the future helps you. The Riva holds that you have to be a Bia right now, that the Bia is right at Kamashay. Therefore, Tysus has all these kashas on the Riva. Tysus felt that's a raya to him. And the Madura Batra just saying, even though you're right, it slugs up the Riva, and it proves that you don't need a Bia Roy to come ashamed, and it's a Din in the Gabra, But Gupa within the Gavra, it's shayach to split. Taivis didn't make this split, but you can make such a split that if there's an Isser, then that's not called that the Gavra is Roy Rakal Meshein. Taivis didn't hold to that Svara, the Madura Basra Svara. That Halacha changes
which,
the Gavra.
Which Madura Basra is this that we're quoting from?
There's a Madura Basra here in Chaf Amenawif that says on Taivis is Rayas that they're not Mukrachas. But he,
now, who wrote this in Madura Basra? Is it a recent person?
Madura Basra is, there are two Madura Basras. We usually do not know who wrote them. It's either the Marsha himself wrote a Madura Basra of the Marsha, or it's a Marsha's son-in-law. So the two Svarim were printed together. So they got mixed up. We don't, sometimes they know. Some of these old or others, they tell you which is which. They usually put it, they do tell you, they have a star here. I don't know how they know which is which. I don't know either. But it's pretty early. It's either the Marsha, Madura Basra means Madura Basra of the Marsha, or it's a Marsha's son-in-law. So, but the Sefer, they printed their Chidushim together. So in a lot of Mesechtas, we don't know which is which. I think here, I see they put stars on some of the pieces and some not. So they obviously claim that they know which is which here. I don't know. What do they do here? I don't know which what the star means.
Sof, even if we don't have a kasha on the Riva, the Riva's question, according to his shita, remains, right?
Yeah, okay, the Riva left his shver.
Yes, so is that shver in itself potentially a raya to the fact that the Ri is correct? Because the Ri has an understanding of why it's...
We don't take side between the Ri and the Riva. Okay? I don't know. The Riva did not have an answer. That's fine. But the question is, I'm not trying to take sides in the Riva and the Ri. I'm just trying to understand how Taisus gripped the Riva. So we have two different ways how Taisus gripped the Riva. Did Taisus grip the Riva that you need a Bia, which is Roy Lakan Shem, to get the Mitzvah? Then Taisus would have a great Raya. So Ha'ara, there's no Bia. So how are you Yaisi with the Bia of Ha'ara? Or did he learn the Riva is also saying you need the Gavra, except that you need the Gavra that eventually he's going to come there and there's no halachic blockage. The problem is if you say that way, then Ha'ara, there's no problem with Ha'ara. It's perfect according to the Riva. So what's Taivis doing, quoting, asking from Ha'ara? I think that's a very big problem. I don't know. What do you say? Anybody? Any? Forever hold your peace.
I think it's the shtika kodah.
Madura Basra Bad Shvar, right?
So Madura Basra, yeah, but Parshat Pshat is Taivis didn't hold of that Svara. But according to Sandy, he could not have held that far because Taivis had to understand what the Riva is saying.
Well, the Madura Basra makes sense, according to Sandy.
No, it doesn't. Because according to Madura Basra, he's so good that he makes Taivis ridiculous. According to not Sandy, the Madura Basra has a good Svara. Taivis didn't hold of it. Taivis held it's a difference that doesn't make for a difference. And well, no one held it the Madura Basra Svara. The Riva was the extreme that you need a Bia. The Ri is the other extreme that it's just the Gavra as his physical being. And the Madura Basra on his own is Mechadesh some in between. That it's a din in the Gavra, but the Gavra is contingent also on Halacha. And Taisus holds that that's ridiculous because why? Once you're looking at the Gavra, we shouldn't look at Halacha. We should just look at the Gavra. Okay, the Madura Basra says it's not ridiculous. And then everyone is good. So the Riva, we understand. Taivis, we understand. And the Madura Basra, we understand. But according to Sandy, that Taisus Taifas Lechaira did not knew what the Rebbe was saying, and the Rebbe Gupa was saying the Madura Basra Svara. So what's Taifas doing asking on the Rebbe? There's no kasha on the Rebbe.
It sounds a little bit different the way the Madura Basra says it and Sandy said it, because the way Sandy was saying it, it's like the beers are connected. It's separate beers, but it's one ma'isa beer that continues. Yeah, he doesn't say it.
You can say that by ha'ara too. You can say that by ha'ara. You do ha'ara.
Happens to be by ha'ara. It's not that way by a cotton. It's not that way.
I don't know. Be a gajal gadark, it also could be. Why isn't it connected? I don't know.
It's not.
Why not?
It's somehow it's related. It's related. It's perpetuating the whatever the marital. It's perpetuating that the possibility of having beer. But Lamaisa, the way Sandy was saying it, it's not a Vartan Stam just connected. The way Sandy's saying it is it's that beer is enabling the next beer. That's what the first beer is just removing Dam Basulim. The first beer is just removing Dam Basulim. It's purely a Hechet Pimsa to get to the real beer.
What he's saying is that it's a prerequisite. Masha Enkein, Shaloi Kedarko, and Hara. Well, Hara is a prerequisite.
Hara also removes that.
Right, Hara is a prerequisite, but Shaloi Kedarko is not.
And Katana also.
Hara is a prerequisite, not because of the result. Hara is b'metzias. It's a prerequisite. The metzias is it has to happen, but it's not because of because the totsah. It's a prerequisite to the Totsah.
Okay, I don't really know. Okay. All right, I mean, let's go think about this.
It sounded a little different. The Lashon, the Madura Basra sounds a little bit different than the way Sandy was saying it. It
doesn't make any difference. It's amazing that the problem, the same problem, it makes no difference if it's slightly different or not. It's whatever Sandy said is that you could... Takes off the Tentavis is there's no kasha pastures. Okay, I'm gonna stop there if you don't mind. Okay, I wish you a good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos.
You're gonna do the Tosas Rosh? Well, yeah, I wanna do the Tavis Rosh, yes. Eventually. Yes.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, good Shabbos.